is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school volleyball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at a rapidly filling Northmont High School gymnasium for the Division IV Volleyball Regional Tournament. Match number one features Fort Loramie, the favorite in this four-team event, against Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Fort Loramie 24-2, Lancaster Fairfield Christian 16-8. The Redskins losing just twice to New Bremen and St. Henry. In addition to those setbacks, Fort Loramie has faltered in just three other sets, two to Fort Recovery, but won that match. A set to Marion Local, but won that match. Head coach John Rogers in his 13th year, 12 straight district titles, 5 Shelby County League titles. We'll hear from John in just a minute. Lancaster Fairfield Christian's head coach, Jeff Eversoll, first year as the mentor of the program, which has built a tradition in volleyball. It's been quite strong at Lancaster Fairfield Christian the last several seasons. He has coached at junior high and varsity programs at Westfall, at Washington Courthouse, at Circleville, at Amanda Clear Creek, junior high for a couple years at Lancaster Fairfield Christian. He is a retired police officer that teaches law enforcement and forensics in the Lancaster City Schools. Jeff Eversoll, head coach of this Lancaster Fairfield Christian team, which Chuck got here by virtue of a couple of upsets in the Worthington number 2 district in the central district of the state. Lancaster Fairfield Christian was the 4 seed, got the benefit of a number 2 seed and a number 3 seed going by the boards. Lancaster Fairfield Christian won its opening match of the tournament, beating Morrill Ridgedale 17-25, then 25-22, 14-21. Beat the number 5 seed, London Madison Plains, 24-26, 25-21, 25-18, 20-25, and then a 20-18 thriller in game 5 of that 5-set match. And then to win the district, defeating Plain City Christian by scores of 25-19, 20, and 15. Plain City Christian had knocked off the number two seed, Burn Union, in its previous match. Lancaster Fairfield Christian's best match of that district was its most recent one when it took the district title. And they are on a roll, playing excellent volleyball, having won six of its last seven. Fort Loramie Redskins come in, I think having won 13 in a row, Chuck, if my notes and my memory serve me correctly. A very unusual Southwest District in Division IV volleyball. You figure that three Shelby County schools might very well be here in this regional. Not Jackson Center this year, not Layman Catholic this year.
Right.
Fairlawn knocked out Layman Catholic, Franklin Monroe beat Jackson Center, and then Rushi rallied from a couple sets down to top Franklin Monroe. That's our second match tonight. Rushi, Fairlawn, Rushi the favorite. Rushi won twice during the season. Raiders 16-10, Fairlawn 14-12. But the Jets, like this Lancaster Christian Academy team, playing their very best volleyball of the season right now. In fact, so is Rushi. Raiders on a roll. At one point, I think Rushi was 2-6, then 7-8.
Wow.
And caught fire. Fairlawn was below 500 all season long until the tournament.
Well, that happens sometimes, and it's great to see a team that all of a sudden it just seems like they get it. And yep. Then they start playing good volleyball and get on a roll in the tournament. There's no better time than to play your best at this time of the year. You're looking at Fort Loramie. I know that they've talked about this. They have to avoid looking ahead to go play one of their two losses.
Right.
They're going to play. The chances are they're going to play one of those two teams in the state championship if they get there.
St. Henry or New Bremen.
Right. But they can't be fixed on that.
Right.
Because I remember years ago I was coaching and we our only loss of the year in basketball was to Trotwood. We didn't know who was coming into our gym to play us in the championship game, and we just knew it was going to be Trotwood. In comes Northmont, who we had beaten by like 25 points in the regular season.
Uh-oh.
And we struggled. We won it, but we struggled. So that, you can tell the kids all day long, but they remember what things are like. And as a coach, you really got to reiterate the fact that you can't be looking at what getting a chance at revenge at this point.
And those two schools, St. Henry and New Bremen, are playing tonight at Elida in a regional semifinal in the Northwest region.
Wow.
And should Fort Loramie advance on to the state tournament, it could catch either St. Henry or New Bremen, not the state semi. It would not be until the state championship
right.
match 1 week from this Saturday at Wright State University. One of the reasons that Fort Loramie won't look past this regional tournament is its cadre of four outstanding seniors: Marissa Meiring, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, Alyssa Rassman. 13-year head coach John Rogers at Fort Loramie spotlighted these young ladies in an interview I had with him earlier this week.
It's a process. It's interesting because they've been thrown into the leadership role. They got thrown into it in basketball last year as juniors because they didn't have any seniors.
Yeah.
And I describe leadership as going from making suggestions as an underclassman to making decisions as a senior, right? And so they've been, they've been handling that extremely well. Real pleased with everything those four have done. First of all, with themselves, preparing to play, being in great shape,
sure.
Doing what it takes to be a solid player, but then also leading the young ones along the way, keeping them, we talk about playing at our level all the time, and they've done a great job of making sure that there's no lapses, there's no letdowns, those sorts of things. So they've just been instrumental in the success of us so far.
Talk about other key performers. What other underclassmen have come along extremely well for you and made significant contributions?
Well, I think you see it. I mean, when you watch us play, you know Mackenzie Holscher, no doubt about it. Ava Schultes on the outside, but someone's given them the ball.
Right.
And that's Maya Maurer, my setter. She's come leaps and bounds since last year. You know, she's always been blessed with the ability to be a great setter, but her mentality and her willingness to work on her weaknesses has put her right up there as someone that, you know, you have to account for when you play Fort Loramie.
Mm-hmm. John Rogers, head coach, Fort Loramie Volleyball, our guest before tonight's regional semifinal, Fort Loramie against Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Kudos to your coaching staff. Great support mm-hmm. from those people.
Randy Schmidt's been with me a long time. He's got the iconic mustache, right? And just when I think I know a lot about volleyball, here he is. Right. You know, I mean, it's just great. I can trust the team with him completely. The girls love him. Yeah. You know, they just have a blast with him. Wow. And then, you know, with the pregnancies that happen with young women in sports, I lost a couple great coaches last year in Haley Wolf. And then this year I've added two who have played for me, which is awesome. Claire used to be Runecamp. Albers now came over from Anna, and she played here, and she's just doing a whale of a job. You know, she will she'll really let them know who's in charge when she's on the floor working with these girls. And then Brooke Runecamp, who played for me on the 2014 state type mm-hmm. championship team, coached our freshmen and then came up and has been working a lot now with our right sides and things. And then, of course, my junior high coaches, Trisha Alexander and, of course, Kelly Turner, who played for us in 2014 as well, also has been coming in periodically, and we're going to see a lot of them this week. Kelly's going to be in there a lot this week with us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, we've referenced before that the volleyball season is a process. It's so true for Fairlawn and Rushi. Both clubs, midway through the campaign, below 500, and here they are playing each other in the regional semifinal, the second match tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to their coaching.
Sure.
It speaks to the schedule they play to prepare themselves or where it's going to be. And it's kind of family affair. They're all Fairlawn descendants over there playing each other. Aaron's, you know, from that way. His staff is from that way. You know, they've struggled through it, but they've gotten their teams to believe that they can get things done. And, you know, that's half the battle when you go on the floor at this level, is your team's got to believe in what they're doing, and they've got to go out and feel good and keep their emotions in check and get it done.
And quoting you in so many words from your state championship season in 2014, you're not saving your very best match for the final one. You're always building to it as the season progresses.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we've not peaked yet.
Right.
I just got done this morning watching film, and I'm not happy about Saturday. If that tells you anything, the direction that we need to keep moving here.
Sure.
We did a lot of great things on Saturday, but we have to be better. I see openings that I guarantee Rushi saw. I see openings that if anybody watches on film, they're going to see. So these are things that we have to address and have to get better at before Thursday night.
It sounds like to me practices are tough.
They have to be.
Right.
They have to be. I was asked that numerous times Saturday after the match by all kinds of different reporters about, you know, the level of competition and this and that and the other. Well, there's nothing I can control about that. That's completely out of my control.
Sure.
The only thing I can control is in my gym. And we know what's coming down the road. And if we're not prepared and if we coast now, we don't have a hope. So we have to be prepared. We have to do our jobs now. And you know what? My team is doing their job. They respond very well to everything. They crave those hard practices. They know what it's going to do for them down the road.
13-year head coach John Rogers of the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are minutes away from taking on Lancaster Fairfield Christian in one Division IV regional volleyball semifinal here tonight at Northmont High School. Fort Loramie has won 11 straight matches, now 24-2. The last loss in a set was a pair of sets, the first two in a match September 28th at Fort Recovery. Fort Loramie went on to win that. After dropping the first two sets, Redskins won the final three sets, 25, 22, 16, and 11. Fort Loramie's last defeat was at the hands of New Bremen, September 21st, 14-25, 25-23, 17-25, 17-25. The other setback in a match came to St. Henry way back, second match of the year at the Coldwater Spikeoff. St. Henry won 25-19, 25-23. As noted, Lancaster Fairfield Christian takes part in the Mid-States League, finished second, did Lancaster Fairfield Christian in that league's Cardinal Division. And names we'll be talking about all night long for Lancaster Fairfield include Olivia Kaler, 5 feet, 6 inches tall. She is the player of the year in Division Four in the Central District, first team all Mid-States League. Morgan Ament at 5'10", second team all Mid-States League. Honorable mention, Lauren Noland and Amy Carpenter. Again, the head coach, about whom we've already referenced, Jeff Eversole. Been around volleyball all his life, has coached in Central Ohio at numerous schools, including the last few at Lancaster Fairfield Christian. This is his first year guiding the program. And he, by the way, as I noted previously, is a retired law officer, teaches forensics and law enforcement for the Lancaster City Schools.
Sure, he has a lot of discipline in practice.
I would expect so. In fact, you've got to have discipline in all high school sports if you are to be successful.
Absolutely.
Come tournament time, that is for sure. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these three from Fort Loramie specifically. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and all of his superb technicians on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Oh, it's getting cold. You better call on Tom and Jerry's now. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots and cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Again, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, as always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a scoresbroadcast.com founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our national anthem is next. Then we return with starting lineups in a moment. It's Fort Loramie, Lancaster Fairfield Christian, Division IV Volleyball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Hoing & Hoing has been creating dreams for people since 1977. We combine top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Also, thank you so much to another new underwriting sponsor in Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, now on the web online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. Thanks so much to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fresh is in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Maury's Landing and Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all outstanding at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie, which came on board last spring. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. That's Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie.
16, number 2,
Matt Chuck, the Fort Loramie Redskins are attired in red jerseys, black shorts, and Lancaster Fairfield Christian. No, I'm sorry.
Just the opposite.
Fort Loramie's black on top, red on bottom.
There you go.
Lancaster Fairfield's colors are red, white, and blue. From a distance, their blue looks
black.
Looks almost black.
Yeah.
Lancaster Fairfield Christian fans probably drove every bit of 2 hours to get here for this match here tonight. A good throng across the way from Fort Loramie still coming in. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for Fort Loramie. Head coach John Rogers in his 13th year. Leading the team in points, spikes at the net, Mackenzie Holscher, 6 feet tall. Right behind her, Ava Shouldis at 5'9", and Marissa Meyering at 5'9". Marissa, a senior. Other starters include Jada Dries at 5 feet, 10 inches tall. Setter, Maya Maurer at 5 feet, 10. And Macy Imwali, the libero, 5'5". Alyssa Rassman in the starting lineup, a middle hitter, also a senior, as is Imwali. For Lancaster Fairfield Christian, Lauren Noland is a junior. She's in the starting six, along with Emma Smeltzer. Sierra McQuarrie starts. She's a junior. Noland, a junior. Smeltzer, a sophomore. Amy Carpenter in the starting lineup, a junior. Morgan Ament at 5'10". She is a senior. Olivia Kaler, 5 feet, 6 inches tall, a senior. As I noted, Kaler generates most of the points at the net along with Ament. Kaler, player of the year in the D4 Central District in volleyball, first team Mid-States All-League. Morgan Ament, second team, and Noland and Carpenter, honorable mention. And as we commented earlier, head coach in his first year, Jeff Eversole at Lancaster Fairfield Christian. And right off the bat, Fort Loramie, attired in black to a right, gets a spike at the net to open things up.
That was Holscher, and I'll tell you what, she is just a monster in the middle, that Loramie offense at front line.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you contend with the likes of the three of them, Myron, Schultes, and Holscher. That's a triple threat offense up front at the netting, Chuck.
No doubt.
You can slow down maybe one, possibly two. Really difficult to contain all three. Fort Loramie with a quick start in the lead, 2-0. Here's Lancaster Fairfield Christian with a shot by Carpenter. left edge of the floor near the net. And it was blocked back by Fort Loramie, but I think the Redskins were over the net with hands.
I think they got blocked out of bounds.
So it's a point Fairfield Christian Academy, 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. I tell you what, for short, we'll call Lancaster the Knights.
Okay.
We'll call Fort Loramie the Skins or Redskins. How about that for brevity? Good serve by Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Well done by Carpenter, and she earns the point to tie the set up at 2-2. Here's Fort Loramie, returning service, three hits. And it is three hits by the Knights. A third hit by Fort Loramie's Myring, who punches it up and over. Here's an attempted kill at the net by Kaler of the Knights. Redskins get it back. Here's a shot from long range, a good distance effort by Maya Maurer. And then Fairfield Christian Academy returns and drops one in the corner of the floor. It's in no man's land. Good point. Fine shot on the play by McQuarrie. And Fort Loramie's behind 3-2.
Well, I tell you what, that was just perfect placement that time, right in the corner.
Knight serving. Here is Holscher at the net. Dumps one over. I think Lancaster thought that she might spike it. She didn't. A little soft shot fell in front of the Knights player, and we're tied up at three.
So far, the Loramie passing and the setting has not been sharp.
Sloppy beginning by Fort Loramie. Redskins jumped out 2-0. Knights with three quick points. Tied at three. Fort Loramie serving. Good rally underway by both clubs. Fine shot at the net, but Kaler. Fort Loramie digs it off the floor. That was scraped up nicely by Maurer. Here's a shot by the Knights from long distance. Again, headed toward the corner of the floor. And did it hit the boundary? No, without. Ooh, just a little bit out. Strong. 4-3, Fort Loramie up one. Good shot attempt on that last play by Noland of the Knights. She just misfired.
Well, I'm confused because I watched the guy put the flag up. That means it was out.
I was right the first time. It did hit the black stripe.
They must have overruled him.
Or I should say the white stripe. And it's 4-3 in favor of the Knights. Fort Loramie with a spike attempt, far side of the floor, and it's well done. Good shot by, I think it was Rassman, who nailed it at the feet of Carpenter of the Knights. We're even up at four apiece.
It was Maya Maurer.
Maya Maurer gets credit for the point. The Knights returning serve. 1-2-3 hits by Lancaster. And then Fort Loramie with three hits coming back strong. Yes, it's a point by Schultes. 5-4, Fort Loramie. Redskins serving. Line drive serve to the back line. Here's a set up front for Kaler of the Knights. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Yes, middle of the floor. Fine spike. Trying to determine the numbers. You're right. Rassman, 15 for Fort Loramie. Alyssa Rassman found space in the middle of the night side of the court. 6-4, Fort Loramie. Redskins continue to serve. Three hits by the Knights. Two by Fort Loramie. Good play by Kaler at the net for Lancaster as she sprayed one. Left side of the floor for Fort Loramie. No one home. And the ball was well in. Point Kaler, Knights, who trail 6-5 to Fort Loramie. Here is Fort Loramie, serve, receive. Ball set, middle of the floor by Maurer for Schultes, who tries to spike it. Good dig off the hardwood by Noland of the Knights, but she flares that shot a little off the floor, missed it. Point Fort Loramie, which is up 7-5. This is set number one of the regional semifinals, Division Four. Fairlawn Rushi to follow here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in West Central Ohio. Best rally of the night going on so far. Knights to her left, Redskins to her right. Three hits each side. Chuck, the ball's gone over the net now, what, six, seven times?
Yep.
Finally, Fort Loramie with a spike attempt angled across the floor from right to left, and it's ruled off the court. No good.
A little wide.
error by Fort Loramie. Redskins tried to cut it a bit too close, 7-6. Fort Loramie up one over the Knights. Serve, receive, Fort Loramie. Three hits, set, near side. Here's the ball jammed hard by Schultes. Dug off the floor nicely by Aubrey Speakman, the libero for the Knights. But she can't get it to the net. It hits the netting, falls to the floor. Point Fort Loramie, 8-6 Redskins. Serve, receive for the Knights. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. Oh, that ball was drilled. That was really hummed home. It was Marissa Meiring, the senior. She pounded one, Chuck. Yeah. Too hot to handle.
She looks like she's moving really well on that fixed-up knee.
Off the forearm of a Knights player. 9-6 Fort Loramie. Serve, receive, back line by Noland of the Knights. Here's Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits. Set, middle of the floor. It's Raspin ripping it. It is in the corner. It's good. It might have been deflected by
touched.
The Knights.
Yep.
Yes, point.
To net.
Fort Loramie earns it. 10-6. Another screamer to the back line of the Knights who couldn't make a clean play. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Serve received by the Knights. Set far side of the floor for Kaler. She goes back line with the shot. No, it's too far. Missed it by a couple of feet. 11-6 Fort Loramie. Redskins on a little bit of a roll now. Trailing once 3-2. Fort Loramie scored 9 of the last dozen points. 3 hits by the Knights. 3 hits by Fort Loramie. Here's a spike attempt right side of the floor. Yes. Well done, Jada Dries. Deflected off the fingertips of a Knights player. Wasn't handled by a man. Head coach Jeff Eversole of the Knights gets a timeout. 12-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thank you very much. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie serving in the lead, 12-6. Two hits by the Knights, and the second hit again is an attempt to strike the back boundary, but it's off the court, no good.
Again, it was just a poor pass, and she really had no choice but to try to make a play.
Yep, sloppy delivery on the assist. Here's the ball off the shoulder of a Knights player, goes to the back line, trying to scramble for it. Is Speakman can't make a clean return, and Fort Loramie's rolling now up 14-6. Striding forward, serving for Fort Loramie is Maya Maurer. Three hits by the Knights, including the last one by Ahmet. Here's a kill attempt up front by Fort Loramie. It's a good one, yes. Marissa Meiring earns it. A spike by her, 15-6. Redskins up 9. Fort Loramie serving once more. Ball sent to the middle of the floor to Carpenter, to Ahmet, and she assists a teammate, Kaler, but I think Ahmet may have carried it.
Yeah, she got two hands on it, not simultaneously.
16-6, Fort Loramie streaking up 10. Serve receive, Nolan, front line Ahmet, sets it for Kaler. Kaler goes back line, Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. The last of which is a shot attempt by Rasmussen. Is it ruled good in the corner of the floor?
Nope, I think it was just a little bit wide.
A hair off the court. Rasmussen, no good. And it's 16-7. Fort Loramie had ripped off 7 successive points. 9-point lead, had been 10, serving the Knights. Three hits for Loramie, three hits for Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Here's a kill attempt by Myring, gotten back nicely by Carpenter, up front to Kaler, to Ament, up and over for the Knights. Fort Loramie with three hits. Here's a set by Maurer. Middle of the floor, Nolan delivers it to Kaler. Whistle blows. What do we have? Interference in the net by the Knights. Fort Loramie serving. Point Redskins.
Well, that was Maurer that time. That was her point. She did a great job three times of getting the ball back.
Well done by Maya Maurer. Splendid player, a junior. 5 feet, 10 inches tall. Marvelous setter. Here are the Knights. Returning serve by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits. Here's a set for the middle of the floor for Redskin. It's Mackenzie Holscher, and she barrels one down the right side of the court. Is it ruled good? I think so.
I think they made a call that they were in the net because the ball definitely was out.
Oh. Technicality favors Fort Loramie. Shot was wide. But the Knights were in the netting, 18-7 Redskins, 7 points away from a first set victory. Three hits for the Knights. Then Fort Loramie comes back with a set, middle of the floor. It's Maurer on the finish. Got it. Maya Maurer closes the deal there. 19-7, Fort Loramie up 12. And Jeff Eversole, head coach of the Lancaster Fairfield Christian Knights, gets another timeout, his second. Fort Loramie up a dozen, 19-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to meeting your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, after the Lancaster Fairfield Christian timeout, the club split 2 points, one earned by Fort Loramie, one by the Knights, 21-7, Fort Loramie on top. Fort Loramie serving, and here's a poor pass from the back line by the Knights. It didn't get to the front to Ament, hit the hardwood, point Fort Loramie, which is up 22-7. The Knights led 3-2 since that point in time, a 20-4 run by Fort Loramie. Serving Maurer for Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits by the Knights, the third of which drops on the Fort Loramie side between a couple of players. Good drop shot by Ament of the Knights, who slipped it in between two front liners of Fort Loramie to make it a 22-8 count. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Here's a kill attempt at the net. It is off the hands of a Knights player. Well done up front by Holscher. Boy, her shots have got a lot of pop on them.
She's amazing. She's a long line of front liners that just beat the heck out of the ball.
Yep, she's got a lot of steam on that spike up front for Fort Loramie, which leads 23-8. That's Mackenzie Holscher, about whom I'm speaking. Here's a block by Fort Loramie. Well done in the front line. Maurer was there. She had help from a couple of teammates. Give her credit, 24-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins 1 point away from taking set number one. 1-2-3 hits on each side. Good rally underway. Ball is exchanged sides about four times, and then Fort Loramie with a miscue. In the middle of the floor, it was not properly handled. Ball fell between a couple skins. Taylor Ratterman was there.
Made an effort. She just couldn't quite get there.
Boy, she went to her knees, tried to scrape it off the hardwood, but could not. Nolan serving for the Knights, who trail 24-9. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Kaler. She goes back line, handled there by Rassman. Up front to a teammate for Fort Loramie, it's Myring. And we've got a whistle. I think it is side out Fort Loramie.
That should be it.
Yep, an error at the net called against the Knights. And Fort Loramie wins set number one by a score of 25-9.
Well, wait a minute. Now, the guy on this side overruled the one on top. I'm not sure I understand that.
Momentary confusion. The Knights jumping up and down. As Lancaster gets credit for the point, it was changed. I think that is the correct call. 24-9, and Fort Loramie did not win the first set on that point. Here are three hits by the Knights. Fort Loramie diving to the hardwood. Great play by Maurer. And then Fort Loramie left side up front. It's Myring at the ankles of a Knights player. It was Carpenter who could not get underneath that one before it hit the floor. She tried her very best. Myring put it in a tough spot, and Fort Loramie does win set number one, 25-9, after getting off to a slow start, trailing 3-2. But the Redskins take the opener 25-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Northmont High School, the scene of tonight's Division IV Volleyball Regional Semifinals. Fort Loramie leads Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy 1-0. We just finished our opener. 25-9, Fort Loramie victorious. Match number two tonight will feature Rushi and Fairlawn from the Shelby County League. Chuck, what'd you notice in that opening set? Fort Loramie, a slow start, sloppy, dropped three of the first 5 points, then kicked it into gear about a third of the way through.
What I saw was is that Fort Loramie is a lot better than Lancaster.
Well, the Knights did not try to attack with kills at the net. They went with back line shots,
right,
trying to virtually shoot the ball over the top of Fort Loramie's front line. And they were able to nestle a couple into the corner, missed a few times. But when it got into a steady rally of shots, Fort Loramie eventually prevailed at the net, as Fort Loramie does here.
They have no answer for Kenzie Holscher. That's for right now. That's a fact.
And she launches set number two with a big point at the net. Holscher for Fort Loramie, 1-0 Skins in the second set. We're calling Fort Loramie the Redskins or Skins, calling Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy the Knights for short. How about that? Serve return by Nolan of Fairfield Christian up to the front line to Kaler. She gets it over to a Redskin, and there's a good shot at the net by Fort Loramie, and we'll give all the credit where it's due, I think, to Maya Maurer.
Yep.
She tipped it in. She found a hole in the Fairfield Christian Academy defense and spotted that shot home. Here's a spike attempt by Fort Loramie after the serve received by the Knights, and that ball is killed. Hammered through by Mackenzie Holscher.
I don't want to jinx either team, but we haven't had a missed serve yet, have we?
That's a good point. Fine observation, because we've been here at this regional, and we've had, what, every fourth or fifth serve has
right.
been a miscue before. No service jitters tonight. Both clubs on. Fort Loramie leads 3-0, second set. 1-2-3 hits for the Redskins, and lunging on the floor is Ament. Can't get the shot from Myring. It splashed on the hardwood at the feet of the Knights player. 4-0, Fort Loramie on top. Fort Loramie serving to Carpenter. Carpenter up front to Ament. Ament about 7 feet from the net. Knocks one over. And then Fort Loramie, a right front shot, attempting to zero in on the back line, is Maya Maurer, and she just missed it. Ball off the floor. Point Knights, 4-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Lancaster serving. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Boy, there's a near kill at the net by Holscher.
Wow.
Lancaster does very well to scramble off the floor to get it back. And then the Knights earn the point. That was beautifully handled on the play by Lancaster Fairfield Christian's Olivia Kaler. She earned it. 4-2 in favor of Fort Loramie, second set. Redskins won the first one, 25-9. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. That shot is jammed from the left front side. Well struck on the play by Schultes of Fort Loramie. And simply put, it was too hot to return. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins libero, Macy Imwally serving. 1-2-3 hits on the Lancaster side. It's a men. 3 hits Fort Loramie, the last of which is a kill, and it's off the palm of the hands of the libero for Lancaster Christian Academy. I missed who got that point for Fort Loramie,
Holscher.
Chuck. It was Mackenzie again. 6-2. When you're not sure, guess Holscher or Myring or Schultes. It's got to be one of the three. Here's a lift. An error committed by Fairfield Christian. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Knights simply are not setting for Kaler or Ament up front. Using an entirely different strategy than you might have otherwise thought. Basically. Believing, no doubt, that they cannot go player to player to player against the top three of the Skins.
Yeah, they're not going to get anything up along the net anyway.
Nope. 8-2 Fort Loramie. Serve receive Nolan to Carpenter. The ball dished off left side to Nolan, and Nolan's shot is a pretty good one. Yes, it's off the arm of a Fort Loramie player. Well done to Lauren Nolan. Honorable mention, Mid-States League in that Cardinal division of the conference. This Lancaster Fairfield Christian team finished second. Another point, Lancaster, 2 hits or a lift on the Fort Loramie side, 8-4. In favor of the Redskins. Serving is Emma Smeltzer for Academy. Here's Fort Loramie with a shot at the net. Yes, it's pounded home. Holscher had a big piece of it, and it was off the knee pad of a Knights player. 9-4 Fort Loramie. Redskins coming in 24-2. The Knights 16-8. 11 straight victories for Fort Loramie. Serve, receive. Ball set up front for Kaler.
Wow.
Kaler with a kill. She spanks it in. Nice shot, Olivia Kaler. Player of the year in Division 4 Central District. Olivia Kaler. Well done. 9-5, Fort Loramie up 4. About a third of the way through our second set. And diving to the floor for Fort Loramie goes Imwali to save the serve receive. Got it to a teammate up front. And then that shot glanced off the fingertips of a Knights player. Point Fort Loramie, 10-5. Redskins serving, running forward. Knocking it home on the play is Jada Dries. We've got a battle at the net, and Fort Loramie wins it. It was Ahmet against Myring. Point Redskins, 11-5 advantage. Fort Loramie won the opening set, 25-9. Here's a serve by Fort Loramie, well off the floor, and if my memory's correct,
first
Chuck,
one.
That is the initial service fault of this entire match.
Well, that was Kenzie. I think she just was tired and wanted to sit down for a second.
As she knocked that one a good 2-3 feet beyond the baseline. Server C, Fort Loramie, rally underway. Ball has crossed the net 4 times. Here's a little drop shot by Fort Loramie. Oh, nicely done by Fort Loramie Schultes, who tricked the defense of the Knights as she just flicked that one home just over the netting. 12-6, Fort Loramie.
She redirected the shot.
Yes, yeah, that's what she did. Redirected it into open space where there was no coverage by the Knights, who trailed 12-6. Serve, receive, Lancaster. And here's Fort Loramie blocking a shot at the net. It's well done. Not sure, Chuck, who gets credit for that one.
I couldn't tell. I got blocked off by the post.
It was single digits, Holscher or Schultes, to make it 13-6.
Well, Holscher's out, so it had to be Schultes.
Indeed. Nolan, serve, receive for Christian Academy to Kaler. Kaler pumps it up and over. Here's a set far side for Fort Loramie. Kill attempt. Yes. Beautifully done. Give it to Schultes as that ball was blasted, hit the wrist of a player trying to block at the net for the Knights, who trail 14-6 in the second set. Fort Loramie won the first one 25-9 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Northmont High School, Division 4 Regional Semifinals. We are in the middle of set number 2. Fort Loramie leads 14-6 after having taken the opening set by a score of 25-9 over Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. Fort Loramie serving. It was Holscher, or I should say Schultes. Return of serve by the Knights. Good job by Ahmet. Good rally underway. Ball's crossed the net about 5 times. Here's a kill attempt down the left side of the floor. Is it in by Schultes or no? Got it. Yep.
Touch.
Ball was tipped on the play by the Knights. It might have been in there anyway, as that was a scorcher down the left side by Schultes. And it's a score of 15-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie serving from the back line. The ball is punched up and over by Smeltzer of the Knights. And Fort Loramie's got 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which at the net is tried by Fort Loramie's Jada Dries, and she earns the point. Good job by her.
I think they called her in the net.
Oh, she was. She grazed the netting, point side out for the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian, who trimmed Fort Loramie's lead to 8 And here's a powerful spike attempt by Fort Loramie. Lancaster tries to return it, and the ball is sprayed well up into the stands. Who smashed that one?
Whew. Let me find her, Jada Dries.
Fine effort by Jada.
She's sophomore, 5'10 sophomore. She's got a couple of nice kills.
Oh, that was hammered. 16-7, Fort Loramie up 9. Here's a shot from the back line by the Knights. Is it a shot or a pass? It falls.
Went underneath the net, whatever it was.
Shy of the net, no good. Point Fort Loramie, 17-7. Fort Loramie won the opening set, 25-9. Ball dug off the back line by the Knights. Serve receive. Good block attempt at the netting. Alert play. I think it was Rassman.
Rassman got it.
That was sharp. Boy, she was aware. She blocked it right now, and no one was home for the Knights. 18-7, Fort Loramie. Running up and serving for the Redskins is Schultes. Going off the court with a fine recovery on that play is Carpenter for the Knights. Three hits by Fort Loramie. Here's a set, middle of the floor. Well done. On the finish is Jada Dries. She got a nice assist from Maurer, and it's 19-7, Fort Loramie. Serving now for the Redskins. Six away from the second set. Three hits on the Academy side, the last of which by Kaler. Here's a set, Fort Loramie. Ball pounded on the play by Rassman. Good recovery, though, on the Knight side. Three hits by Lancaster Fairfield, and then Fort Loramie with an assist and a make. Myring pumps it home, or was it Rassman?
Rassman.
Alyssa Rassman with the point. It has been a well-rounded team effort by Fort Loramie. Everyone contributing points at the net for the Redskins, who are on top 20-7. There's a good play by Lancaster Fairfield Christian as it went from Smeltzer to McQuarrie and then to the front line to Kaler, who gets the spike 20-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Imwali on the serve receive for Fort Loramie. And she knocks it to the front line, and then a Redskin hitter tags it, and it's good. 21-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins led 8-4, so it's a 13-4 run here by the Redskins. The serve by Fort Loramie takes the Knights off the floor. Then a shot well done by McQuarrie as the Redskins libero can't handle 21-9 Knights lead, or I should say Redskins lead by a dozen. Having won the first set 25-9. Knights serve, Redskins, three hits, set, middle of the floor, look out. Yes, Holscher.
She's back in the game.
McKenzie showing a lot of oomph. Boy, she windmilled the arm around on that one. Well timing, or I should say well timed on the passing to McKenzie, who concluded the play with the kill. Serve received by the Knights. Not a good one. Lunging for it on the floor. It appeared to be Carpenter. Couldn't dig it off the hardwood. Good shot on the serve by Fort Loramie, which leads 23-9. Ball sent from Ament back to the near side of the floor to Nolan. And Nolan's spike travels to the far corner of the floor. Is it in? Is it out? Missed it.
Deep.
It was a bit deep. 24-9. Here is set point for Fort Loramie to go up 2-0. And it's well done into the hands of Lancaster Fairfield's Olivia Kaler. Serve received near side of the floor, but couldn't collect it neatly. And the ball flared off her wrist, off the court, and Fort Loramie takes set number two. In fact, both sets won by Fort Loramie by identical scores of 25-9. Fort Loramie up 2-0 over Lancaster Fairfield Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here at Northmont High School. Fort Loramie is up 2 sets to none, winning each of the first 2 sets by identical scores, 25-9, over the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals always, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online too at geyersinc.com, GAIERSINC.com. Well, we kick off set number 3, and the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian, the guest on the scoreboard, generates point number 1 to go into the lead 1-0. Here is Fort Loramie. A little carelessness on the Redskins' side. 2 hits, maybe a lift.
I think they called 4 hits. I'm not sure I saw that.
Perhaps a 4th hit by a Redskin. Nonetheless, an error by Fort Loramie, and Lancaster Fairfield Christian leads 2-0 here at the beginning of set number 2. We've got a whistle. Fort Loramie called perhaps for the same thing again.
I think they run to the net that time.
Yes, I did notice that, I believe. Head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie not pleased with how the Redskins have initiated play here in the 3rd set. That service by the Knights is long, and it's 3-1 in favor of the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian. Fort Loramie getting set to serve. And the Redskins service try is a good one by Taylor Ratterman. Going off the floor is Nolan to get it for the Knights. 3 hits by Fort Loramie, the last of which is 15 feet from the net. And then here's a shot by Ament to Kaler. Her spike by the Knights is off the court. No good. Scoreboard reads 4-1. It should read 3-2. Now it's been changed. 3-2 Lancaster. Block attempt at the net. Nicely done by Fort Loramie's Holscher, but gotten back by the Knights. Three hits before Lorman, the last of which is a beaut. Schultes found the open corner. She buried it. And just like that, we're knotted at three.
We saw Ava come along in basketball last year as a freshman. And, boy, is she going to be an athlete for the next 3 years for these people.
Yep, she is 5 feet, 9 inches tall. She is a sophomore. Two more years following this one. And here's a good battle at the netting by the front lines of Fort Loramie and the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian, who went out. Point to Ament, 4-3. Morgan Ament notches the point to give the visitor a 4-3 lead. Here's Fort Loramie setting near side. Windmill shot tried on the play by Meiring. Gotten back by Lancaster. Going off the floor is Carpenter to try and save it. It's off her fist. No, Fort Loramie wins the point. Tied up at four, I think. Yes. Redskins set to serve.
I think it's Putoff.
It is. Jaden Putoff in, junior. Very good basketball player as well. Fine shot by the Knights. Kaler with a spike after three hits and the return of serve. Kaler at the netting for the Knights earns that point. Kill attempt by her, a good one. 5-4, Fort Loramie in the lead. Third set, Fort Loramie took the first two by the same scores of 25-9. And here is a serve received by Fort Loramie. Ball fed to the front line. Point earned by the Redskins.
Holscher again.
McKenzie notches yet another. We're even up at five. The Knights jump to a 3-0 lead. And here's a good service by Fort Loramie. Goes to Carpenter, back line of the Knights. She can't corral it. 6-5, Fort Loramie's got its first lead of the third set. 6-5. Here's the ball nailed on the serve by Fort Loramie. Carpenter, Nolan, frontline Kaler. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. The last of which is a kill attempt by Schultes. It is not gotten back by the Knights, who are guilty of a lift. 7-5, Fort Loramie. This reminder will go offline at the conclusion of this match, then return online for the second match of our twin bill tonight. Match number two of the doubleheader featuring Rushi and Fairlawn from the Shelby County League. Here's a service by Fort Loramie. Too strong. 7-6. Redskins up one. Running, jumping, serving. Carpenter for the Knights. Fort Loramie gets it back on three hits. So do the Knights. Good rally underway here. Ball over the net a third time. Oh, a fine block at the net eventually by Fort Loramie. And it's Mackenzie Holscher. Guess who? Holscher, Schultes, and Meiring have been quite a force. That trio, too much for the Knights of Lancaster Fairfield Christian here tonight. 8-6 Fort Loramie. Far side of the floor, it's Kaler. And Kaler tries a spike. It hits the net cord, falls to the Lancaster side. Point, Fort Loramie. 9-6 Redskins. Big serve, Fort Loramie, dug off the floor by Lancaster. Three hits for the Knights. Goes to the back line to Ratterman. Ratterman, middle of the floor to a teammate. There's a spike. It's a dandy. Well done. That was Rassman, I believe. 1-5, 15, 10-6, Fort Loramie. Redskins spreading around the wealth, Chuck.
Oh, well, they're just very balanced.
Fort Loramie serving in the lead before. Three hits Lancaster, the last by Ament. Three hits Fort Loramie, set far side of the court, and it is good. Jada Dree's got that one. I think the last 5 points for Fort Loramie, Chuck, we've called four or five different names.
Different people, yep.
A different winner each time. Good balance on this Redskins squad that features just four seniors. 11-6 Fort Loramie. Fine effort up front. That was Kaler, I think, for the Knights as she got the feed from the back line from Nolan. And Kaler put a fist on that one. The ball glanced off the arm of a Redskin.
Tim Wally tried to pull her hand back because it was going to be long, and she just couldn't quite get out of the way.
I think that's a good observation, Chuck. It was going to be a misfire, but M. Wally clearly deflected it. And then Fort Loramie rebounds with a point. Yes, it's Marissa Myring. Myring on the spike. 12-7, Redskins up 5. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie fell behind 3-0 at the start. So 12 of the last 18 points have gone to Fort Loramie. And we've got a lift, a couple of hits by one player on the Knight side on the serve receive. And Fort Loramie gets another point, 13-7 lead. Still in play, Chuck. Three straight wins, 25-9.
Yeah.
First two sets were 25-9, 25-9. Here is Fort Loramie getting side out. Here's a shot at the net by Ament. It's a little off target. No good. Missed the stripe. Point Fort Loramie, which leads 14-7. And the Knights head coach, Jeff Eversole, gets a timeout. Redskins up 2-0, leading by 7 in set 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And there are scrumdiddly upsets.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Fresh's. Home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Fresh's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We'd like to remind you about Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture priced right, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Priced to fit your budget with finance options. Easy application. Visit our showroom and hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. West of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Fort Loramie up 15-7. Here's a shot for the Redskins from the middle of the floor. It's missed. It's too long. That one outdistanced the back line. 15-8. Knights trail by 7. Redskins lead 2-1. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Kill attempt at the net. Tried on the play by the Redskins. Myring gotten back from the Knights. Or do they? No. It is off the fingertips of a Knights player, far left corner. And that ball was powered forward by Jada Dries of Fort Loramie. Too hot to handle. 16-8. Redskins up 8. Serving Imwali, Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Ament for the Knights. Ball set. Fort Loramie, middle of the floor. Shot by Holscher. Good. 17-8. Holscher at it once again. Holscher, Schultes, Myring. That triumvirate has been too difficult for the Knights to handle. Well-balanced team effort by Fort Loramie here tonight. Redskins highly favored to win this match and the regional, coming in 24-2, ranked among the top 4 or 5 schools in D4 all year long in the state of Ohio. 17-9, side out to the Knights. Point for Fairfield Christian Academy. Knight serving, left side of the floor. It is Smeltzer. Fort Loramie sending one to the back line. Shot tried there by Schultes, gets it over. It's in the middle of the court on the Knight side, and nobody can get a hand underneath it. It lands on the hardwood. Point Skins. 18-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Ratterman serving for the Redskins. It's a good one. 1, 2, 3 hits for the Knights. 3 hits by Fort Loramie, last of which is tried at the net up front by Marissa Meiring. The ball tightrope the net, didn't go over. Point to the Knights, 18-10. Well, up that 25-9 score, which was the final in the first two sets, not in play any longer. 18-10 now. Fort Loramie's lead is 8. 3 hits on the Fort Loramie side. The last one, far side of the floor, is pummeled to the back edge by Jada Dries, but it's just a mite too hard. 18-11. Fort Loramie's lead is 7. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Set near side. And the shot by the Redskins is a good one. Ava Shouldis hit the top of the netting. It climbed up and over. The Knights couldn't return it. It fell at the feet of McQuarrie, and Fort Loramie's got the lead back to 8, 19-11. Having won the first two sets, 25-9. Fort Loramie serving. Ball set middle of the floor to Ament for the Knights. She gets it over from 10 feet away. 3 hits by Fort Loramie. 3 by the Knights. Fort Loramie with a block at the net. 3 hits by the Knights. Here's Fort Loramie. A little dunker. It's good. Everybody in the gymnasium here at Northmont believed that Maya Maurer would spike. What do you call that shot, Chuck?
Outstanding.
Well, Maya, a change of pace move. As she just flipped it into the open space to make it 20-11. Then the Knights with a long return of serve, and it's 21-11 Fort Loramie. 4 points away from winning this first regional semifinal here tonight at Northmont High School. Fort Loramie goes off the floor. Ratterman to save. Goes front line. A little tip shot by Ava Shouldis is good. 22-11 Fort Loramie. Jeff Eversoll of the Knights calling a timeout. The score doubled by Fort Loramie. 22-11. We're late in the third set on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie and Brookins in Fort Loramie as well. Brookins, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. And the special on Saturdays at Brookins is 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Fort Loramie leading 22-11. Here's a kill attempt at the net by Holscher. Gotten back by Ament, but then a block. A block. Well done. Shouldis for Fort Loramie as she spiked it in.
She has been terrific.
Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect spot for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, too, at Brookins. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You just simply cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookins, well known for its juicy, roasted chicken. Fort Loramie 2 points from taking this match, 23-12 lead. Big rally underway here. Kaler near side to Fort Loramie's Shouldis. Shouldis hammers it home. Yes, it's a point. 24-12 Redskins. Boy, the lengthy rallies more often than not have been won by Fort Loramie tonight. Mackenzie Holscher trying to serve it out for Fort Loramie. And the serve is a good one. It's at the feet of Carpenter. She drives it toward the front line. A poor pass. It's not garnered by a Knights player. It hits the net. And Fort Loramie is victorious. 25-9, 25-9, and 25-12. Redskins advance on to the 2 p.m. regional championship game on Saturday. And we've got coverage for you here at 1:45 p.m. on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck will roll with a couple of commercial announcements and then sign off after our initial match. We'll go online, return online for match number two in about 20 minutes or so. It's Rushi Fairlawn. It should square off at about 7:30. So we'll return online at 7:20 or so here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck, fine performance by Fort Loramie tonight. Well-rounded.
They were terrific. And then looking at the Clancy's players of the game, I've got to go with Mackenzie Holscher and Ava Schultes. Other people were outstanding tonight, but those two stood out.
A fine balance displayed by Fort Loramie as Schultes and Holscher win the Clancy's Awards. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. It is Clancy's here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. And we salute Brookins here on scoresbroadcast.com as well, along with American Architectural Glass and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie in addition. Don't forget, Local Equipment, anchor underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local has been with us since our start about, 13 years ago now here on scoresbroadcast.com. Other anchors tonight, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News. Fort Loramie winning three sets over Lancaster Fairfield Christian, 25-9, 9, and 12. Redskins on Saturday at 2 await the winner of our second regional semifinal, Fairlawn and Rushi. That's coming up shortly. We will go offline, then return with play-by-play in color of the Raiders and Jets when we come back. Chuck McBee alongside. I'm Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.